Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chris. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to cover something that someone named TakePlace shared on the goingyourownway.com forum. Here's the condensed version of his words, and I quote, "Birth rates have been declining thanks to our asinine system that rigs the odds against men. Women don't see that it's the financial ideology of feminism that's driving men away. Marriage was never a great deal for men, but it was somewhat acceptable at one point. You'd be rewarded for your hard work and have a companion who was dedicated to you and took care of the reproduction, the offspring, and the household. In return, you got respect and authority over the family. Today, you're just a money and resource provider when sperm. She can just bail out at any time. Millions of men who've never heard the term MGTOW are saying no thanks to dating and marriage. If you do find us, it's like, holy cow, I'm not alone. In the past, I saw a future with men and women totally respecting one another and always willing to listen open-mindedly to the other side. And that's exactly what I did. But feminists did not do that. They vilified men. More and more people are going without a partner, and birth rates will continue to decline. Just look at Japan. There aren't enough babies to replace existing people. We'll end up with the growing elderly population with a short supply of young and fit people to take care of them. It makes me wonder if governments will panic at some point and try some kind of authoritarianism, an extreme breeding program like the WW2 Lebensborn program. That program was attempted by Mr. Mustache to breed a master race. They set up camps where supposedly racially pure women would get smashed by allegedly racially pure men too. If you were an elite soldier, you were supposed to be part of that master race. You could get sent to one of these camps and knock up as many women as you wanted. While feminist ideology isn't identical to that of the Germans in the Second World War, it's sick because it views the supposed upper 20% as the only worthy men, while the lower 80% are treated as subhuman. It makes me wonder if we could eventually live in a feminist tyranny where the lower 80% are either pushed into the work camps and the upper 20 are required to be used as breeding stock, like sending a bull to impregnate a bunch of cows. Many women will realize that most men have bailed, and that they can't have their one husband for themselves. Then maybe they'll get going to a fascist feminist breeding camp and get their cooches penetrated by Uber Chad. Then at least she'll get a baby. And the government will justify the breeding camps by pointing out how it's helping to reverse the declining birth rates. Fascism always thrived when a populace became desperate. The more power feminists get, the more likely they are to turn to extreme horse poop like this. Well, Chris, thanks for the donation and thanks to PigPlays for posting that. I put a link to the full thread in the description if you want to read it. I'll discuss my thoughts about it in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to collapsing populations thanks to feminism clown world show. Governments in the West have found their solution for birth rates that have been well below replacement since the 1970s. That being unfettered immigration. They're turning the West into South Africa. Sure, one of the factors for falling birth rates is feminism, but others include the pill, no-fault divorce, abortion, and urbanization. Sure, a man having the sword of Damocles hanging over his head and nuts makes a difference, but it's just the cherry and sprinkles on top. The reason Japan and China have chosen not to go down the demographic replacement route is because they want their societies to remain safe and homogeneous, and they're willing to trade economic growth to do that. They also aren't implementing any sort of breeding programs. The woman that coined the term herbivore men in Japan believes that in the future, men in that country will have to marry multiple wives or have concubines. But the wealth isn't there for each individual Chad male to support multiple families. So that's not a solution that's viable. So Japan's population shrank by 644,000 souls last year. And even Elon Musk is freaked out by the falling population. But that doesn't mean we'll actually have a feminist tyranny. Look at this graphic I shared about what happened to birth rates that were at replacement levels once abortion was banned in Romania in 1967. Suddenly, when they banned abortion, the fertility rate spiked to 3.5 the following year, almost double. the fertility rate stayed well above replacement until the abortion ban was lifted in the late 80s and early 90s. So when I hear about the Roe versus Wade thing, I think to myself that the U.S. government might be trying to follow the lead that China set to some extent by allowing some red states to ban abortion, which if we look at Romania as a guide, would actually boost birth rates. We don't need feminist tyranny in camps forcing men and women to breed. For many decades to come, wave after wave of African and Indian refugees are going to pour in and raise the population. But eventually the white heritage Canadians and Americans, and Europeans in general, will increasingly sell their homes and move to more homogeneous parts of their countries, which is what's happened in South Africa. Or they'll leave their countries entirely because they will have had enough of all the cultural enrichment. Once the West's infrastructure falls into disrepair and the economy has too many immigrants, or even the immigrants are trying to get away from one another, then immigration will stop or slow down. Only then might we see the tyranny of the tits being imposed, where men are separated into worker drones on one side and Chad drones on the other. There are other ways to boost marriage and family formation, like reducing the amount of wealth inequality in our society. The wealthier you are, the more likely you are not only to get married, but also stay married. Money issues are the number one reason for divorce. Yet today the boomers over at the Federal Reserve have decided to declare war on the younger generations by raising interest rates to fight inflation. When they do that, it creates what's known as the reverse wealth effect, meaning that people lose their money on their crypto, tech stocks, and leveraged real estate, which have basically been hit the hardest. Ironically, those are the only ways to fight inflation individually, so young people bought those assets to protect themselves from inflation and grow their wealth. And now they've been screwed over because of the cost of living rising, and seniors and fixed income need to be protected. So the Fed is throwing young people that needed that money to help them buy a first home and start a family under the bus. Also take place, who is going to enforce the feminist tyranny? Is it the 80% of beta males out there that keep society running? I think they'll just passively aggressively sabotage and work as slow as possible to erode the system until it eventually collapses. Remember that back in the days of communism, the men pretended to work and the state pretended to pay them until the whole thing crumbled down. Also take place, when you speak about women respecting men and authority in the past, that was just a facade. They only acted that way because they feared the consequences if they didn't. They couldn't work and produce income and resources for themselves. And if a woman made a man's life hell, he could actually do the same by taking a lower paying job because there was no divorce back then, and they were stuck together like glue. You also speak about the belief in equality, and just like you, I remember the 1990s, which were a time of hope and equality. But women are never satisfied with being equal. They have to have the upper hand. We were just in a transitional phase in the 90s believing that it would continue into the future. There won't be concubines. There won't be camps where men and women are forced to breed. If anything, we could simply pay women to carry children for us to term through surrogacy as single men. Say $70,000 or $80,000 for the service because there's usually a nice tax serf waiting on the other side. But why do that when immigrants are free? They come educated and the state doesn't have to spend money putting them through school. They produce economic value fresh off the boat. Also, increasingly, women don't even want babies anymore. Unless, of course, they use those babies as an anchor to weigh a man down. If the state pays for surrogacy services for you, then the state have to wait 2 or 3 decades for their $80,000 human investment to pay off. Why wouldn't modern Western countries take advantage of other countries raising and educating their people, only for them to immigrate into the West? We can also select from the best people they have and leave the worst behind. Sure, a certain percentage of illegals and refugees come through, but many immigrants also have money and that also helps our economies. Women are afraid that the future will look like The Handmaid's Tale. Men certainly don't need to worry about it becoming a beefcake butler's tale. That's my pathetic attempt at coming up with something that's male-sounding for The Handmaid's Tale. I also find it funny how suddenly Elon Musk hears about population collapse. Imagine if the US is secretly employing him to first rebalance the left and the right by buying Twitter, and now by promoting population decline as an even bigger problem than so-called global warming. Maybe the elites are worried that the tax cattle are no longer reproducing, and thus they need to fix things. So first they're starting to get us to do it on a voluntary basis, and slowly ramping up the heat. You'll know that's the agenda when governments or corporations like YouTube and Google work to eliminate all red pill and feminist ideas online. But we're still a long ways from that. The UN is projecting fertility rates to rise in Japan, Korea, and other East Asian countries. How is that supposed to happen when it's been falling or flat since the 1970s. Urbanization is the real big problem. Once people live in cities, we're basically setting up a human-sized mouse utopia experiment. And people then stop breeding, and they become dysfunctional. Europe was repopulated after the Roman collapse by barbarians and Slavs. Who will repopulate when our population collapses? Because every part of the world has been heavily urbanized now. Take place the picture of the place you paint in the future is an interesting thought experiment, but it'll never work out. We see the right to reproduce or not reproduce as humans as a sacred thing in the West. In China, however, it's a different case. We don't use coercion as much, instead we focus on incentives. Unfortunately for many men, to have kids these days, they require a guarantee that they won't have their life ruined through divorce, and have our kids used as a vehicle for financial extortion. Fertility rates crashed around the time when no-fault divorce and abortions were first introduced. For many governments to reverse course on those things would be political suicide at this point. Most governments are in a no-win scenario, and they actually want to grow or even maintain their native population outside of immigration. If they take women's rights away, they lose at the ballot box. But if they don't, and they're like Japan and refuse to import people, then they will simply go extinct. Even if governments choose the immigration route, eventually the quality of life will fall anyway, the way it has in South Africa, and the wealthy and intelligent people will leave for someplace else. I think the solution is a series of city-states populated by super-productive males that rarely suckle off their government's teats. But that's a topic for another day. Just remember that socialism dies if it doesn't have a growing population to mooch from. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chris for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that humans would rather smash the like button on social media than each other these days. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the governments that think they can force people to have children so they can replace their own tax serfs away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.